Lots of good times for fans and the Riders themselves, who continue to celebrate with a great cup. They got back to Mosaic Stadium yesterday from Mosaic last night. Some of them were at Memories Restaurant, where Nick and Thomas, the owners there, are big Rider fans. And they put their dessert. They requested apple crumble and ice cream in the cup, and players were eating on it.
Ice cream in the cup.
All right, here we go.
Apple crumble.
Oh,
you deserve it. Get a spoon.
AJ, sir.
What do you think, AJ? What do you think?
This is my favorite dessert, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they drank from it on Sunday and ate from it last night. And I don't know if you missed this, too, and all the hype of the Grey Cup late last week. Quarterback Trevor Harris, he actually shared a really wild story about his parents surviving a motorcycle accident. When asked about the sacrifices his family made throughout his career.
2012, my parents got in a motorcycle accident. And they were life-lighted, and we didn't know if they were going to make it or not. And I got a phone call, just was told that. And my dad had a broken neck and back and 75 stitches in his face. And my mom, broken orbital bone in her face, shattered ankle, wrist. They end up making it. And I just remember thinking, like, football's not this important. I need to go home and be with my family. And so I got on the phone with my dad, and the words that he could muster out was, if you come home from playing football, I'll make your face look like mine. So although the things that we, you know, we do, you know, we sacrifice time away from family and whatnot, we have to also understand that what this game provides for our loved ones as well, that they get to watch us live out a dream, which is something that you pinch yourself quite often about.
Quarterback Trevor Harris telling that story before the actual game on Sunday, and what meaning it had when his parents were there in the crowd, and you probably saw them on television, too. The cameras spotted them a few times crying and whipping down there to celebrate on the field. It was pretty cool. One other thing that I just want to bring to your attention here, too. As you know, we were there with Jamie and Locker and Britton Gray live in Winnipeg all last week and through the weekend, too. And TSN's Luke Wilson popped by the Green Zone last week. And how about his game prediction? Almost bang on.
I'm going to go 24-17 Riders.
Okay.
And I actually think it's a late touchdown by the Owls. I think the Riders get up. I think they play your bully ball and they control the second half.
It was 25-17. Yeah, 24-17. That was pretty impressive stuff there. Loads of fans were calling the Green Zone yesterday to share some of their memories from that monumental win. And Mark, he got on the field as a friend of Joe Ochoa's.
It was awesome. I actually got a chance to get down and celebrate on the field with the Riders, then go back to the hotel and celebrate with them after the game. It was probably the coolest thing in my entire life I've ever gotten a chance to do. You know, just to be on that field when they got the cup and when that confetti went off, I got to admit, I had to grab a handful of confetti and bring it home with me. It was something I'll keep for a long time. And after the game, you got a chance to talk to Trevor Harris, and that is one class act of a man right there. I got a chance to shake his hand and congratulate him, and the first thing out of his mouth was, you know what, guys, we did it as a team.
Yeah, he said that over and over with fans yesterday, too. We even spoke to offensive lineman Logan Ferland's mom, who had been in Winnipeg for the Cup to watch her son play. She said the moment the Montreal failed with that Hail Mary, she just made a beeline for the field.
Trying to find him was the big one. It was well into it before I even got to give him a hug. But just to give him a hug, it's an emotional moment.
And just in case you're wondering whether or not, like I am, if you won the 50-50, the jackpot over $2 million, the team website had said yesterday the draw was being delayed because they had an extraordinary volume of 50-50 orders and they just had to make sure it all went through. I just checked the website. Actually, I can't get through to the website right now because some websites and apps are kind of iffy this morning. Even X and ChatGPT, Cloudflare is having some issues. It's a global network that powers the internet for millions of these websites, including apparently that of the 50-50. But as far as I know, no, they have not yet disclosed who the winner was. And if you want one of those Grey Cup souvenir ball caps like the players were wearing, they were selling a few of those yesterday at Mosaic Stadium at the Rider store, and they're expecting to get more in this week here as well, too.
Thank you.
Rained a little overnight. There's more shower activity, even maybe perhaps mixed with a few flurries. Still part of the risk here this morning or early afternoon, but it is going to be warm, 5 degrees. If it was any cooler right now, we might be suggesting the morning drive could be treacherous. But at the moment, we're just teetering and have been around that freezing mark here, one in Moose Jaw. So roads, not really a problem today. Today, we are rocking the green and white for the Grey Cup Parade. Starts at 2 this half. Fans can line up along the Green Mile of Albert Street there. And at 3 o'clock, the celebration in front of the ledge. It'll note up a sea of green, and that ceremony about maybe 45 minutes, hour tops. So it should all be done by 4. And I think once all this Grey Cup celebration subsides, a lot of people are probably going to slowly but surely start to focus on preparing for Christmas, right? Because this crazy mild November weather, it has been perfect for putting up Christmas lights. You keep putting it off? Well, don't. Maybe this weekend you could get to it, because I've seen a lot of my neighbors with their ladders, putting them up on the mild days. We got another one perhaps on Saturday. It could be 6 degrees and sunny. So there's still a chance to get your Christmas lights up if you haven't done that already. Hey, yesterday I was fortunate enough to be munching some Christmas holiday cookies at Tim Hortons, thanks to Gloria Patrick from Rancherlo and the folks at the Tim Hortons Chuka location. They invited me for the Holiday Smile Cookie Kickoff Campaign. So all this week, sales from holiday cookies at Regina Tim Hortons, the one in Emerald Park, Balcony, they're going to split between Aerolo Sport Ventures and Tim Hortons Camp Foundation all this week through Sunday. And they are delicious, the holiday cookies. Very Christmassy look to them. So if you want to contribute, just ask for a smile cookie, and you're helping out some great ventures like Aerolo Sports and Tim Hortons Camp Foundation. The champs got back to Mosaic Stadium yesterday. Hundreds and hundreds of people gathered there to welcome them back. And fans were cheering wildly, waiting for Trevor Harris to address them.
This team has just been so motivated this year by our love for one another. But it's also been motivated by you guys, the best fan base in the country. And we're so grateful to have you guys as our fans, man. We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool moment, and of course, Trevor hasn't said officially whether or not he's coming back as a quarterback. I think he will, but it was interesting. The team chanted this as he was saluting the crowd.
One more year! One more year! One more year! One more year!
We appreciate it. We love you guys. Thank you guys so much.
Yes, sir.
If you guys enjoy celebrating this with us, man, we love you guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
That's what the man said. Don't you listen to what the man said. He said,
well, if you're just getting to work, opening up your computer, some websites, even some of the apps you're using on your phone might be a bit spotty this morning, like ChatGPT, even X, the 50-50 Riders website to see if you won the half of the 2 million. It's not working. Cloudflare is apparently the reason. Now, it's a global network that services a lot of the internet for us. And just another opportunity for us to wonder, where does all our information go? Up in the air, and it can't be working right now. But that's probably the problem if you're wondering on your laptop or you're at work now on your computer. This weekend, a reminder, one more local football game to get through here. And this one's going to be fun. Unfortunately, our Rams are not going to be in it, but their rivals from Saskatoon, the Huskies, are in the Vanier Cup this Saturday, taking on Montreal. We don't want Montreal to win again, of course. It'll be tough, I know, for some fans to cheer for the Huskies. But I think some Bomber fans cheered for the West to win in Winnipeg on the weekend. But yeah, the Huskies, they won the Mitchell Bowl last weekend, right? And that got them into the Vanier Cup. It was interesting to watch, too, as they scored last week. Anytime a player scored, they would hold up both their index fingers representing the number 11 for Anton Amendrud, their quarterback who earlier this season was diagnosed with lymphoma cancer and had to leave the club mid-season. But yes, tickets for the Vanier Cup still available, and there will be plenty of fans traveling from Saskatoon on Highway 11. I hear there's two or three buses already that will be coming this way. But yeah, Vanier Cup, that's going to be awesome this Saturday at Mosaic Stadium. Everyone is welcome to attend. There are still great seats available too. And next door yesterday to the Mosaic Stadium, just on the outside near the statues, stood hundreds and hundreds of fans welcoming back the Riders. We talked to some of those fans out there. In fact, we bumped into the Ginther family who rushed back from Regina, or rather from Winnipeg to Regina, after watching the Cup. They wanted to see this too.
So to see it happen in person, it's just insane.
And when the MVP himself was visible, MVP! The chants went wild for Trevor Harris. And he addressed them.
This team has just been so made and motivated this year by our love for one another. But it's also been motivated by you guys, the best fan base in the country. And we're so grateful to have you guys as our fans, man. We love you guys. Thank you so much.
And you can tell head coach Corey Mace was still pretty amped up.
I just need you guys to understand something, okay? Since training camp, we wanted to make sure that we put out a product that represents you, the people of Saskatchewan. Work hard, play hard, and fucking win hard, baby. Let's go!
He was amped up, and so was the crowd. They were ready to party on. And I think today, many will do so with the Grey Cup Championship Parade, where your Rough Riders will travel down the Green Mile, headed for the ledge. The parade starts at 2. The whole team moving down Albert in vehicles driven by the Royal Canadian Armed Forces. Again, they will leave from within the front of Mosaic Stadium and make their way down Elphinstone towards Victoria Avenue, and then work themselves up to Albert Street and head south towards the ledge. The city encouraging you on Albert Street between 13th Avenue and all the way down to 20th. That's where you should be standing on Albert, between 13th and 20th. And again, if you're thinking of going to the ledge, you can't park in front of the ledge. That's going to be all zoned off, and they're suggesting, you know, local neighborhoods is where you're going to be able to park. So the parade starts at 2. Ceremony in front of the ledge should start about 3, should be done by 4. How many of you watching the parade, let alone the Riders, will have their shirts off like yesterday? I bet AJ Ouellette will. It was pretty funny as they were just pumped. Thor was there shirtless, and the fans were going crazy. Yeah, now that football is wrapping up after the Vanier Cup, I think the focus will be a little more on Christmas for a lot of people, and we are certainly focused to ensure that the 56th annual Santa's Anonymous is a huge success. It is back, inviting you to purchase a new unwrapped toy and place it in one of the many donation bins throughout the city before December 11th. We can even shop for you. If it's easier, you just want to make a donation, do that at cjme.com. Thanks to Regina Plumbing and Heating, Industrial Scale, Dove House Senior Living, Sherwood Co-op, and the Salvation Army is where we're headed right now to get an update from Lieutenant Tim Fraser from the Salvation Army. Good morning, Mr. Fraser. Welcome to the show. I know times are tough for a lot of people, but there really is no shame in asking for assistance if you need it, is there?
Absolutely. We understand that families are struggling this year, and so we've always encouraged families, you know, if you need the help, please ask.
Who is using the program, Tim?
We're seeing more and more families that we typically wouldn't see, because families, as we know, with the increase of food costs and everything else that we're having to purchase, families that probably wouldn't normally ask for help are asking for help.
And you mentioned it, the price of groceries, or, you know, there might be job loss. You know, sometimes we can pigeonhole who you think is using this program, but it could be your next door neighbor, no matter where you live, right?
Absolutely. Families range from anywhere from, you know, our next door neighbor to someone we might be going to work with or going to school with.
Years past, we used to have a wrap day that everyone could come to. And I know that was a fun day where we'd wrap all the presents. But a few years ago, we decided to switch it up so families could shop for toys themselves. And how does that program work now? Like, can maybe just explain for those who give toys, what happens after they put it in a bin?
When families come into our toy shop, all the toys are donated to Santa's Anonymous, arrive at our location, They're sorted by age group and then basically placed on a store shelf, if you would have it, where families can come in and just as if they were shopping for a toy for the kids, like going to Walmart or any other store, they could actually pick a toy for their kid as opposed to receiving kind of
what's just picked up for them, yeah.
That's right.
And we provide all the tape, the wrapping paper too, right? So they can go home and do their own thing.
Yeah. So we have to rely on donations for wrapping paper. So we do the best that we can to provide those stuff for them. But it's all by donations, right? So we hope that we have enough. And when we don't have enough, sometimes we have to go buy. So that's why we rely on the monetary donations as well.
Last year, we helped over 1,500 families with Santa's Anonymous. And do you get the feeling, Tim, that the need might grow this year?
The need will always grow. We've already got 1,500 families registered. We opened up registration early November. Within 48 hours, registration had closed because we had already hit the 1,500 mark. We've got a small wait list that we've taken. If we have toys that are left over, that we can help those families because we want to make sure that we can help as many families as we can.
And just to be clear, just because registration is closed does not mean we've met our target of getting enough toys. The work is yet to be done. So if you can drop off a new unwrapped toy in any one of our toy bins, we sincerely hope you'll do it. Thanks for everything that you folks are doing over the Salvation Army. Tim, I always appreciate you coming on and spreading the word about the need over the holiday season. Thank you for your work.
No, thank you for having me. And we're just so appreciative of Santa's Anonymous and the community for stepping behind us and just allowing us to support families in need over Christmas.